So this summer, as you were running around outside, playing with friends, maybe trying some new sports, did anybody get an owie? Maybe a scrape on your elbow or your knee or cut? Who got scraped up a little bit over the summer? Right? I was thinking it's probably like every kid here. You know, you just, when the summertime comes, you're bound to get an owie, bound to get scraped up. Need some Band-Aids, right? If you've got your hand up, I want to ask you, did any of you go to your mom first? Raise your hand if you went to your mom after you got your owie. Okay, almost half. When I would get scraped up, when I'd cut my knee or I'd fall off my bike, I'd usually go inside the house and I'd yell, what? Mom! She'd come running upstairs, what's the matter? And I would think that I was halfway in the grave. And she would say, oh, honey, oh, look at you. And she would get kind of sad, and she would get kind of upset because I was hurting so bad. Oh, it's going to be okay. She would frown. She'd give me a little hug. And then she'd fix me up, put on some Bactine and Band-Aid and all set to go. Back out to the tarmac. You know, mothers have that great gift where when we are hurting, even though our mothers are healthy and feel fine, they hurt with us. When we're sad, our mothers become sad, and they want to help us to feel better, do everything they can to take care of us, to make us strong again. Well, today, the entire church around the world remembers that Jesus' own mother did just that. When he was hurting on the cross, when he really was dying and felt horrible, she stayed with him and loved him and did everything she could to strengthen him for his mission. Sometimes we can't do a lot to help someone else, but we can just be with them when they're hurting or when they're sad. And that itself strengthens us. So when Jesus went to the cross for us, Mary was there with him. And this picture shows how she was with him at the cross and when he was taken down from the cross. She knew that this would come into her life at some point. We heard in the gospel what the prophet Simeon told Mary when Jesus was a baby. Joseph and Mary took the baby into the temple to be given to God. And Simeon said to Mary, this child is very special. He's going to reveal what's actually in the hearts of men and women. He's going to be the Savior. And what did he say would come into Mary's heart? Anybody catch that? It's a very strange thing he said. What's going to come and pierce Mary's heart? Did anybody catch that? Way in the back here, yes. What was it? Go ahead. You can take your mask off and yell it if you want. You don't know, okay. It's close. I saw that hand, Mr. Thanks for the encouragement, Mr. Gottwalt. Anybody hear that? Any of our parents hear what that was? What did Simeon say would pierce Mary's heart? Okay, maybe we do need a new sound system in here really bad. Oh, I heard it. A sword. Thank you. The prophet Simeon said to Mary, when she's holding her baby, she's so happy, this new child, he's going to do great things for God's people. And Simeon says, Mary, your heart is going to have a sword go through it. And she didn't know what that meant. But when she was with Jesus in his suffering, and when he was hurting, and she was his mother, she knew exactly what it meant. It wasn't an actual sword, but it was the pain of being with someone who's really hurting and trying to help them, even her own son. But she didn't run away, and she loved Jesus to the end, and she believed, hoping against hope, that God would raise her son. And God the Father did raise Jesus on Easter Sunday. And that sword that hurt her heart so much turned into singing and dancing, that Christ is alive again. Jesus is risen, never more to die. And in fact, God, through Jesus' death and resurrection, has saved us for eternal life. You see, if we came in the church today, you heard that kind of sorrowful hymn, if you thought, oh my gosh, this is like a really, really like sad and sorrowful day, like what a dark day for the church. No, this is a day of great hope and light because of what Jesus did, the Son of Mary. Remember last week I talked about how Jesus is Emmanuel, and Emmanuel means what? Three words. Emmanuel means... Okay, very good. Emmanuel means God with us. Parents, what does Emmanuel mean? God with us. That's who Jesus is. He's Emmanuel, God right in front of us. And today we remember another name of Jesus. It actually is his name. Not only is God with us, but God saves us. That is actually what the Hebrew word Jesus means. If you translate it, it means God saves. God saves us. Mary helped her son. Mary loved her son when he was saving us from our sins and the bad things we do. So Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. And Jesus, his name Jesus, means God saves us. God with us, God saves us. The Creator, the Redeemer. Emmanuel and Jesus, the same person. We're going to now bring bread and wine to the altar. We're going to consecrate this to become Jesus, who is God with us in his sacrament, who is God saving us at this very moment. And we're going to give thanks to God and say, Lord, thank you so much that even though it cost you so much and you hurt so much to save us, that you did save us. You loved us that much. We're going to say thank you right now together. And we're going to also give thanks that all of us have not only a natural biological mother, but we also have a mother in the Spirit, Mary, who's in heaven with God, who knows every single one of you, who loves us and loves the church. And when we're hurting, when we're sad in this life, Jesus and Mary and all the saints, they come to us and they stay with us to love us, to help us, to pick us up from our owies, and to strengthen us for our mission in life. Let's give thanks to God for all of these things, that God is with us and that God saves us in Jesus.